Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about thanksgiving and joy, even after failure. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 15, and I'm going to take some excerpts from the first five verses of Numbers chapter 15. Here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you, and you make an offering by fire to the Lord, then he who presents his offering to the Lord shall bring a grain offering, and of wine as a drink offering you shall prepare with the burnt offering or the sacrifice." In Numbers chapter 15, Israel was at one of its lowest points in all of its history. They had just rebelliously rejected God's offer to bring them into the promised land. God then commanded them to wander in the wilderness for 38 years until the unbelieving generation had passed and a new generation of faith could take the promised land. Yet, immediately after this rebellion and the chastisement from the Lord found in Numbers 13 and 14, God gave Israel precious tokens of his help, of his mercy, and of his care. First, God helped Israel. This section reads just like the passages of law that God gave to Israel at Mount Sinai. Now, after their failure at Kadesh Barnea, God took them back to school. They needed to learn from him again. We also see that God was merciful to Israel. This section deals with sacrifice, and Israel needed the reminder about sacrifice to cover their sin so soon after their failure to trust God for the promised land. But this was about more than just sacrifice. It was also about what must accompany every sacrifice that we bring to God. You see, grain, according to God's command here in Numbers chapter 15, grain had to accompany every sacrifice. Grain sacrifices in the Old Testament speak of thanksgiving, thanking God for his bounty from the earth. Wine also had to accompany every sacrifice, and the drink offering of wine in the Old Testament spoke of joy. Israel, at this point of failure in their history, they needed to be reminded to give thanks and to take joy even in the wilderness. Now, we also see that God cared for Israel. These commands that could only be fulfilled in the promised land. This was a built-in promise that God would lead them there and would not leave them in the wilderness forever. God said, "When you have come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you," he didn't say, "if you come into the land," but "when you have come into the land." God had not and would not give up on Israel. Many a believer under the paddle of God's correction has felt abandoned by God, as if God gave up on them. This is never the case. God is with us, and he shows us his help, his mercy, and his care to us even in our wilderness. Today, let whatever sacrifices you make to God be accompanied with grain, that is a heart of thanksgiving, and with wine, that is a heart of joy. Your thanksgiving and joy can be in him, not in the circumstances around you. It's only when we can go through our difficult seasons with hearts of thanksgiving and joy that we can see our way through the wilderness. Thank him and be joyful before him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.